All right, we'll open the meeting at 7 p.m. Oops, I went okay, and that's too late.
All of them.
You got to go. Oh, I already done it for the second one.
I make a motion we approve the minutes, the payables, and payroll.
Unanimous.
Almost had it. That was our demo.
Well, somebody didn't turn it.
You? Oh. We all did. Yep, all done. Hurry up, go to community comments so we can move past that one.
You already said
Yep, all done.
it. All right. Open forum. Looks good.
Yep, nothing.
And slide over that. Correspondence. This, we have a couple of things here. This is our agreement. The official agreement between us and Markowski, which we need to sign. Not sure what it's on the I'll see if I can find this. We're up to speed, except for the fact that the to think what the proper name for it is. Basically, the permission slip from the landowner,
That's the easement.
the easement. There's been some talk between the two engineers and the lawyer on that. I think we settled it this afternoon. There was a question over maintenance, and the two engineers and myself all felt that there would not be. It's not the kind of project where there's probably going to be any maintenance. It's not like it's a dam or a bridge or, I mean,
You mean ongoing maintenance or after the project?
so that in 10 years, somebody's got to get back in there and we have
Oh,
to go
right.
through the
Okay.
whole easement thing again. We didn't feel that would be the case on this kind of project. So I got to get a hold of Merrill tomorrow and, tell her that that's how we feel and that's how our engineers feel. So that's the route we want to go.
Can you also, unless you already know, follow up on if she's heard anything on the quarry appraisals yet? I
The
don't,
what?
the quarry appraisals, would they get back in touch with her
I
after?
have not heard a word
Okay.
on any of that stuff.
Just see if she's heard anything yet, maybe.
I don't know whether. Where we stand with it at all.
Think there was said by a certain day they'd get back to us, but I don't remember what it was. You want to make a motion to
I'll
sign
make the
it?
motion. We sign the agreement with Markowski for the East Wallace line.
Second.
Speaking of Merrill Bentall, why did we need her for a death certificate?
That was the fellow that crashed in the middle of town. The certificate was requested by the Washington County attorney due to the fact that I believe he had outside interests that they were trying to get erased or get settlement on.
Usually with the death certificate, it's only like relatives or whatever. So we talked about it, wanted to make sure it was legal. But it still hasn't
I believe
committed.
there was some felony issues that in the
It
earth.
still isn't on the register.
They had to have some kind of proof that he actually
But
had not
didn't he
left the country.
pass away at the hospital? I think he passed away here, didn't
I
he?
believe he was dead here.
Are we talking about the motorcycle?
Yeah.
No, he was alive when they, well, that's why I've Oh,
been.
really? And
When
then
he left, and
that's.
I thought it was at the hospital, I moved to the hospital.
And maybe that's why it's not, we don't have a copy of the
Because
death
they had the
certificate.
copter come and everything, they had Well, him there, but then he wasn't able to go, and then they
they.
called it and they canceled it.
It actually landed.
I know that, but they still
Okay.
canceled it.
So maybe if you.
Because
He.
okay, so just reading the bullshit on Facebook, I mean, she said how she talked to him at the hospital and It's on
stuff.
Facebook. It's got to
No,
be
I mean
true.
from the girlfriend. So, and I had
And
heard
if
that he was alive when he got the Glens Falls. So that's
I'm
the case,
then,
very
but
well.
maybe I'm wrong. But I mean, from what people told me and what I've
I've been
seen.
checking it every day to see if we can get like on our the vital records stuff, and he's not on here. So
Yeah, I
if that's
don't.
the case, then that's why
I
he
don't believe he
stayed.
died on impact
Okay.
here. I believe I
Yeah.
know he was still alive because he was talking to the people at the scene.
Okay.
But I mean, then he kind of went downhill. He was still the trauma hit him, and he went by a week.
Correct. Right.
He was dead in a friggin' hammer.
So, anyways, I don't know. Yeah, so that could be very why it's not on our vital
I
records.
mean, I don't know
So
who.
I've been checking the state website every day to see if I can get a copy of it. So if that makes sense then.
I mean, Glens Falls Hospital, I don't know.
Yeah,
They,
that's
I don't know
paper
who, I'm
state.
not sure who issues it at the, you know, I don't know how the process works.
But if he passed away and he worked, it would be in their rights. It's not ours,
I
yeah.
could be wrong, but that was what
Okay.
my understanding
Well,
was.
that was explain it.
I can probably need a witness on that. I can probably find out tomorrow.
Yeah, because I thought the same thing about oh, that we got to handle. Well, from I looked at that and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. $75. Because I was like, you better call and make sure. And we had talked about, like, you know, we'll
Well,
get
that's where I
on.
saw it.
Yeah. And I'm like, we got to know. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me for that question.
Oh,
Cha-ching.
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, when that
Cha-ching.
meter is running, it gets expensive very quick.
I guess so.
Moving
What
on.
what's this mean? Address for giving notices?
The what?
Would we put the town address here? Address for giving notices? That'd be here,
Yeah.
right? What's the address here?
You want the P.O. box?
Probably, yeah.
P.O. box 585.
Physical is 1060.
Yeah, no, I would say
This is
so.
that deal that Todd started, the 911 address over
Yeah,
on.
that acre thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to Danny about it last night. We couldn't figure out what the hell was.
Anyways, if you go up Route 31, you get into Vermont, you get into Wells. Oh, right around where between where Shinsky lives and Lisa Brill,
Oh,
there's a right-hand turn. It's a dirt road. You go up. There's going to be a house on the left. There is a house on the right, and there's one at the top of the hill. That's the map. The house, the number in question, and this map goes. It goes on. There's a house up here that you can't see. There's another map floating around here, or you can Google it. Whatever you want to do, go on Google Earth. It'll show you all this stuff. Anyways. This guy is presently living here. His new address is going to be 134,
Louis Acres.
whatever they're calling it. I can't think what the hell name it is.
Louis Acres.
What is it?
Louis Acres.
Yes. He's going to be 134 Lewis Acres. The woman is living right here, right there. She's going to be 135.
Sister.
And then the other guy is whatever his number is. I can't tell you off the top of my head. I don't think I have that map. It's around here, but I don't have it right here. So that's all done and over with. What we need to do, we need to vote to approve adding a street name, Lewis Acres, to our list of street names. Because,
Money.
contrary to public opinion, anytime you have more than a building on a driveway, it has to have a name. For instance, like I spent many, many months wasting my time with the previous 911 director on my address. I was told it was Vermont Route 30. No, it's not Vermont Route 30. It has to be a street. So finally, I took it upon myself, did it myself.
All right, I make a motion that we
And they have been advised. I've been there, I measured it, checked it. They're all good, they have no problem. So
I make a motion we add Lewis Acres to the list of street names in the town. Whoops.
right.
Yeah, and I talked to Tyler yesterday before I went up there to actually do it. I didn't realize the road was going to be right across from one another. I didn't even need a tape measure, but I talked to him and I told him, I said, we would approve it tonight, so it's effective tonight. This is, I don't know if you guys have seen this. This is the latest and greatest the easement deed, which I don't know if she's seen that yet or not. It all just came about fairly recently. The question that came up was the fact that was there any need to go back in 5 years, 10 years for maintenance?
Can I ask a, it's probably a stupid question because, I'm not up on all this like you guys are, but so is what we need to use on their her property more than the 25 feet?
More than what?
Isn't it like 25 feet from the center of the road we have access to?
I believe the East Wells Road is a three-rod road, which is 49 and a half feet, if I'm doing the
Okay.
addition right.
But does it exceed whatever that is that we're needing to
We will
use?
only operate on the left or the right-hand side of the road here, going up the hill or up their road.
Right, but is it in excess of the amount that we have
We
access to?
may have to widen. No.
So,
We may have to widen the. Because there's going to be a traffic light there.
yeah.
So you stop coming one way and the light turns red, but turns green, you go the other way. Da, 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 da.
Well, no, the reason I'm asking is I thought we have the right anyways, that
Well, we
they
still need an easement because that's their property where they own that side of the road. They own both sides of the road.
but the town has access up to so many feet without
Right,
their
but we
permission,
don't have the
right?
whole thing to the brook. That's
Okay.
their property.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, that's where I'm not. Okay. All right.
And we're also may or may not have to store material and or equipment on their side of the road,
That
which
exceeds
we're
that.
going to
Okay.
avoid as if possible.
Okay.
That's what the purpose of the pre-bid hearing was all about, as to who,
Right.
if anybody got
Where and all
any
that.
issues, complaints, whatever. And then that's all the conversations between our lawyer and their lawyer.
Yeah.
There it is, right there. That's the map. That's the 275. That's the house that's there, 134. And then their house is, her house is going to be over here. It's 135. I thought I had it, but I didn't. Oh, that another sign. Now, of course, the human events today, there's, I think this is not something we need to get into, but this is part of that grant thing that we got. We didn't get it, it went to the town clerk. We'll get it from now on, but in regard to,
Grant for the salt shed?
The problem is, I'm relatively certain that you have to use engineered blocks. You have to have an engineer design the entire building.
And that's where it gets more expensive than if we just
I
did.
don't know for sure. I will try and find out.
Exactly what I said.
But I believe
No, thank you.
that's the deal. So
You're
it,
probably right.
the only other part of it is, which I didn't print off. Maybe I did. There is, with this thing, there is something to do with flood damage. Our girl Friday is looking into this to see if we can maybe get some money for the Lori Haas issue. Because it lists several things that you can get stuff for. I mean, school bus routes and parking lots and all kinds of non-traffic stuff.
Just an idea by this might not even be something possible, but I know we've discussed a new building at some point for the town garage. Is I mean another option I'm thinking about, it might be too costly to do this, is why can't we use the existing building as a salt shed? Just raise, take the section and raise
You must have
it.
been talking to Stan Martell.
No? Why did he say
He
same
came
thing?
in with the other
Oh,
bedroom
yeah, he was
saying the
telling me
exact
all
same thing. Oh, no, I haven't been talking. No.
that. It's a great idea, but what do we do?
Meantime.
What do
I
we
know.
do with our equipment while we're tearing that down, building a salt shed, and building a new town garage?
I was just kind
Yeah, his
of
idea.
brainstorming, So.
Plus, I'm not sure that he realizes that a new town garage is a probably close to $1 million project.
Oh yeah, it's gonna, like I said,
Getting for the East Wells roadside first.
Yes, we do. Yep, we have other thing, but yes. But the salt shed, I'm hoping we can at least get the blocks up this year, this before winter hits. I mean, I know David talked about it, and
I'm still thinking like that cover kind
We've got a spot and they move some blocks around, but they've got to bring in quite a lot of fill because it's 6 feet lower than the rest of the place. So we're in hopes that we'll get the fill from that deal, East Wells deal.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
Then this reappraisal business that the state is, in all their infinite wisdom, has come up with. We have applied for that, and I believe it's
Run the books, I guess, for the
2031.
2031. And I asked Nora to please try to get an estimate. I know it's not going to be perfect, but at least so we can make sure we have the right amount in the budget to
As long as
evenly.
we're somewhere near.
I mean, we did increase it 2 years ago, maybe, because we had heard that, but I want to make sure we're still in the ballpark. So.
Well, I'm thinking that 2031, at least two of us won't be here.
Yeah.
I won't mention any
I'm with
names.
four.
Two, three, four.
Yeah. But I don't want to be the one saying, oh, they didn't think that.
Then we have the fiscal report for the Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund. We had their meeting here a week ago, Saturday. I believe it was a week ago, Saturday. Or was it this Saturday? A week ago.
It's this week that she wanted the building.
What?
This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, I think.
What's happening?
Conservation Fund meeting here.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've had their big meeting. I
Oh.
don't know what this meeting is.
Monthly.
This is just an audit. It doesn't actually give us any numbers.
I mean, it's out of a decency they do that both, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But we have an issue with the rescue squad. We don't have
Yeah,
an
I
issue
saw
with the
that.
rescue squad. State of New York has an issue with the rescue squad.
State of Vermont does, don't they?
Or State of Vermont does, yeah.
Sure, fancy. St. Catharines.
Conservation funds. Yep.
Anyways, he's asked for a letter of recommendation be sent to.
Vermont Department of Health.
I don't have it here in front of me. Well, you got it.
No, I printed my own.
Anyways, so I don't see why we wouldn't.
Right.
I don't really understand. I've been in emergency services for 60 years. I've been on an EMT for almost 50 years. I rode a rig in Connecticut a lot. I came from a fire department where I ran 12 to 1400 alarms a year. And I've seen a lot of people in accidents and burns and smoke inhalation. And it never appeared to me that anybody up here, if they cut their finger or were in a car wreck, their treatment was any different than it was in Connecticut. But yet my credentials in Connecticut are totally useless in Vermont. I mean, if you cut your finger or you wreck your car, you break your leg, pretty much the same deal, no matter where you are. But this is what they do.
Well, it's not just
And it's
rescue,
not
it's
like
other
it's.
things that from the states are differ, so people can't transfer
Yeah. It's,
their licenses easily, you know?
but it's not like it's a 5-minute project.
No, I know.
I mean, an EMT, I believe a basic EMT right now, today, is just shy of 300 hours. That does not include CPR and a few other things you might want to get.
Usually, at least I know on some things, New York is requires more than like Vermont. So I don't know which way it goes on this. If it's Vermont requires more or less, I mean, if there should be any issues with them obtaining that.
I don't believe there's hardly a bit of difference. I mean, what the hell can there be?
So what's the matter? What should I put?
Granville Rescue Squad is looking for
A letter of
Vermont
recommendation.
Department of Health EMS office has notified the agency that we must reobtain a full service Vermont license in the near future. Since 2014, we've been operating in the state of Vermont under a variance license. So they need to get
So
a
just like
different
another
license.
recommendation
To go to, well, they want to send it to the state so they hopefully will have more or better easier
Getting
approval of getting it. Yeah.
sounds to me like the state wants more money.
Probably.
And the big problem is in this thing is the number of calls has escalated drastically. Granville will run three, four, five calls at the same time. They'll be calling mutual aid from Manchester, Cambridge, Salem, Fairhaven,
Pulteney.
and Pulteney. Pulteney can get one crew, maybe two. Granville's lucky they can get three to four. Manchester can get usually has two on and can get another one. I mean, I don't know what we're thinking of. I really don't. It scares me that You know, like when I read about Mr. Kennedy on the national news, the guy never took a first aid course, and he's an expert on diseases. Okay, maybe he is. I don't know. So yeah, I think we ought to do this. So the letter goes to the Vermont Department of Health Office BMS. And then they're asking for, I thought they were asking for something else.
No, I think they're just giving us a, it has to go in the, it'll be in the paper. So they wanted to give us a heads up that it'll be in the paper about this as well, I think is what.
Okay, they're going to put it in the paper.
Yeah. So that we don't go, what? And you don't want to know. Do you want me to try to draft something based on like some of the information they put in our book last year and stuff? I mean,
Yeah, basically, that
our first
it's
point
our
of,
only area rescue squad.
right?
You cut your finger in Vermont or New York, it doesn't really matter. It bleeds.
I can try to do a letter and I'll send it to you to look at because I mean you know more about the rescue stuff, but I can try to draft something up before it
Good
goes,
idea.
and then once it's done, we can have share your Nora print on letterhead and mail it out.
So we did. Do we vote? We voted on the new road, correct?
Murkowski? Yes.
Murkowski,
Lewis Akers,
yes.
yes.
Oh, Lewis Reich Akers, yes.
We talked about the East Wells Road.
Yeah.
LHMP, that's coming right up. I can't remember the date. Without looking, the 25th. It's like on a Wednesday, but it's. Maybe next one, no, not next one. Wednesday after next, maybe. I think she's sent us a date, sent us a notice. I just can't remember what it is. That law enforcement, we talked about that last time. I haven't done anything yet. I did meet the new sheriff today and I met his dog, Yellow Lab.
Oh, and a shepherd, huh?
He's a dope and a dope dog and a search dog. Seemed like a nice guy. He's been a sheriff, a deputy sheriff for a few years, 8 years, 12 years, something like that. I gave him a little rundown as to where I thought he ought to go and what roads I, because he doesn't know a lot about that.
Probably people going up the hill isn't the best place.
And I haven't got back to Tom Camino yet. We should do that. And I guess from what I gather that Tom Camino, if we talk to Tom, we can probably the same the guy that runs the Lee what used to be Lee Bates.
Oh, yeah.
This is
He's a Addison was an Addison County Sheriff.
Where's he retired now?
I'm guessing he's running this place, and I don't know.
He's a
He's
second constable now, isn't
the
he?
second constable in Pollock, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a fully trained guy. So he's floating around too, doing the same thing as Camino. So I was going to talk to Tom and find out more about it. But when I talked to him the first time, and then he ended up having a baby, and he's been fairly
A little
busy.
busy.
Lose baby number eight.
Something.
Better him than me. Three was enough. Planning Commission. Now, by law, we have our notices up. By Vermont State, we are supposed to put up a notice if we need a person. We have a candidate. Nora said, why don't we just wait till March? Well, as near as I can tell, we can't just wait till March.
Why?
Because we've had to put up a notice, which we've done.
So by statute, we gotta do it.
What's that?
By statute, we have to do it.
Well, we have to do something.
Well, they need to have a meeting.
I don't know. Last I heard from Fran, like I say, I couldn't get a hold of him today, is that he was going to talk to the other members via internet or whatever and find out what their thoughts were. It's our ultimate decision if we take the person or not.
Right.
But we can't just wait till March.
Well, plus we wanted them to work on.
Plus, I don't think it's particularly fair to the person that took his time to submit the letter.
No. Well, I have no problem with Doug. I'm okay with it. But just,
yeah. I mean, I think he could be a big benefit. I mean,
well, he knows the ropes, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's been down the road and knows the ropes and knows what's going on. I mean, he's a New York boy and things are different, but I'll leave it there. I've not been overly impressed with some of our other members.
But, well, they can't seem to schedule a meeting, that's for sure.
So anyways, yeah, I don't see how we can just not do anything till March. I don't believe we can legally, and I don't think we should, but.
Well, the last meeting they had they didn't formally accept him anyway, did they?
I don't know.
Was that before or after?
I think it was after the meeting that came in. Because they had to accept the resignation.
No, he was here at their meeting.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I didn't make that meeting.
Of course not.
He,
really?
He was, because he gave the speech, but I didn't think they actually.
No, they didn't do anything, actually. No. And that's why I say, Fran, the last I heard from Fran, and that's why I wanted to get all of them today. And I did. I wanted to find out about this thing and was to he said he was going to get a hold of everybody and find out their feelings or have a meeting or whatever. And to the best of my knowledge, there has been no meeting. So
no, nothing's been warned. Nothing.
No,
I've been told to put on.
Hasn't been a meeting.
I'm
no.
Guessing that he'll get back to me probably tomorrow. I left messages on both.
Maybe he was working on the sign.
Phone lines. That came up at their meeting last night. I don't know.
Yeah, I was there.
I forgot, totally forgot all about their meeting.
That's right. Yeah, they.
Well, I'm part of the sign problem.
Well, there's two signs, but the other one sounds like it's done.
One of them is done. They just need to put it up.
Right.
The other one, I have the materials over there, but I've been averaging 5 to 7 days a week.
I got it.
And I've been at Rowan Hospital umpteen times. I just had a bunch of stuff on my plate.
Yeah.
And, you know, having 3 or 4 meetings a week. And
I
just
hear
haven't got there. It pisses me off. I really want, I mean, I spent a lot of time getting that sign. And
well, my worry is just, I don't want anything to happen to it before we put it up because things happen. Not that you would. I'm just saying in general, you know, it'd just be nice if you to get it out there. But it'd be nice just to get up. I know you're really busy.
I did tell Fran the other day, I said, once I get through this week, I knew I had three freaking four doctor's appointments and 3 meetings. I said, we'll get going and get it done. He said, okay. So,
didn't Fran say last night that it had some vandalism to the signs up there?
Yeah, you're saying, you know, people shooting at their signs and stuff.
They shoot at them. That one there is full of holes.
Yeah, it sounded like this was fairly recent.
Oh, I don't know. It was full of holes before.
Maybe that's what he talked about.
Maybe, yeah, he didn't really say if it was new or old.
Transfer station. Can't answer. I can't tell you what's going on because I haven't been to the meeting yet. That's tomorrow night's meeting at 6:30. So we have had a couple issues over there with the compactors. I believe we have them straightened out. They picked up a refrigerator on Hilltop Road Monday. Or Tuesday, Monday, today's Tuesday, that somebody was too busy to throw away.
Is Casella's aware, do you know, of the situation? Because I'm guessing they cut a check to them on our behalf, right?
What they do is they, for every ton of stuff, whether it be recyclables, food scraps, garbage, bulky waste, they get $50 a ton, which in turn we don't pay it. Casella charges us, then they take it out of our.
But are they aware of it? Because I mean, similar to
I
what
I dare say everybody's aware of it by now.
Because that other company, I can't remember off the top of my head, you know, is withholding the money, not sending it, and putting it in a different account until they figure out their issues.
Ted Hubbard.
Hubbard, I think it was.
Ted Hubbard, yes.
I mean, that I don't blame them, you know. Until somebody comes forward with what's going on, I wouldn't.
I'm assuming that will be tomorrow night.
Yeah, that'd be
if they don't cancel it. The last meeting, they had supposed to have a meeting.
Or they go into executive session, you can't listen to
it. They were supposed to have a meeting a week ago.
They canceled it.
Wednesday. Last Wednesday. And I got a notice at like 6 o'clock on scams.
Yeah, some of that.
They were going to have just an executive. They have, there's two boards of directors. There's the one that every town has, is on, what we're on. Then they have an executive board that runs the show.
Sounds like the executive board hasn't been wanting to address a lot of their situations in the past.
There's real issues going on there.
Yeah.
And, I will be there, and it's going to be interesting.
Is it in person or is it virtual?
Oh, it's both.
Or both.
But I am going to be there in person. When I'm up standing on the table kicking my feet, they will snap to attention. I mean, it's just.
Maybe I'll join virtual so I can see you on the table.
I mean, I just don't understand. You know, but that's what they do. They just arbitrarily go into executive session.
Yeah. But the towns have a right to know what's going on, you know?
Yeah. And there's the guy from Castleton, Spalding, I can't think of his first name.
Ted? Why does Ted come to mind?
He's pretty well teed off, and he'll be there, I'm sure.
He's the one that gave his resignation, right?
Yeah, he's on it, and he gave me that other outfit there to get a hold of. My question, I called the state and I said, why do we have to be involved with anything? You people inspect and hand out the laws for our transfer station. Why do we need an incompetent bunch of buffoons, which they are, telling us what to do? Supposedly, he didn't know anything about it. I said, need to pick up the pace, bud. I said, they've got people that are on executive leave, people that are, they're not contributing, they're not paying their bills, they're not paying their
So how are they paying
pension?
Them to be on leave if they have no money? I mean, seriously.
I don't know. I guess somebody just writing.
Like,
they're
should
just
be
like,
the last ones to get paid.
I don't know. I don't know how they're doing anything, but it is what it is.
Yeah, the state needs to jump in because they should allow us to switch over to the other one if needed, and to be able to easily get out of them, because until, you know, it's not right.
Well, you start messing with people's pension funds. You're into the federal world now. Long past the town and the state, Rutland County. Yeah, there'll be guys with 3-piece suits there, I'm sure, at some point in time. And a briefcase.
Yeah.
And probably a laptop. But anyways, hopefully we can get our road problems squared away here. Did I tell you guys, or did you know that he can start a couple weeks earlier?
Yes, you did say that.
I know you said something about they were hoping they could, yeah.
And Tom, our paver, said if he can't get Wilkins scheduled to do their, apparently does their paving, Markowski's paving, and he said if Wilk can't get a material he'll open up and get going so they can so Wilk can pave it or whoever, somebody can pave it and be done with it.
Oh,
So
good.
and I believe they've finished up the Shimina where they paved this week or last week. Stan had an issue and they fixed that up Monday. We had some material and dumped it in there.
Well, I see they've been working on their shoulders.
Yeah, I think they're pretty well done with that. That's about all I have that I know of. We don't haven't heard of anything bad or good. I did hear, and I don't know whether it came from you or it came from Nora. I heard it from Nora. She wants to get going on the budget.
Yeah, that's what I have here. I couldn't find the
Seems
email
to
to us
me,
though.
I don't feel qualified that when our budget has only been in existence for a little over a month, that we need to really jump right into the next budget. I don't think I have the knowledge to even begin to guess what stuff's going to cost in a year and a half.
Well, it's not a month, it's July, but
July 1st, it started, and we're at, all right, a month and 2 weeks. There are
two
two
lies.
months and two months and 2 weeks.
Right. And that's why I
I
told
don't
Ray,
see how
stop.
we can do this.
And that's why I
What's
you
diesel
stop.
fuel going to cost next week? You can't even come up with that number.
I know, but a budget is an estimate, obviously. But I don't know if you saw my response to Laurel and her that, I'm not confident on that November 10th, 15th, whatever date it was. But, oh, 5th,
I
10th.
have
I
not
said
got.
that's not, it'll be more in
In
December at
my
some
15,
point.
18, 20 years on the board, we never did a budget till October, November, December.
Right. So, I mean, I've converted the files over that I used last year. And Nora gave me the last year's numbers, all that. So I input it in. So that it's all set and ready to go for when I mean, there's some things you can easily start budgeting for because it's same every year. But there's some things, like you said, we need to have some more.
Things we could be thinking about, the
Correct.
dedication,
Yeah. And that was what I was going to say.
picture for the
The
front. Oh,
cover,
yeah,
the
no, I understand
dedication.
that. She's, I'm not talking about the catalog, the book, I'm
Yeah.
talking about budget.
Yeah.
Right. I know, but there
Yeah.
is things that going into it that we
Right.
could be thinking about.
I mean, there's some things that can easily probably be done, but not all of it. I mean, we're not ready yet, to look at highway stuff and all that good stuff. But I think it would be good that probably by the end of October, maybe I can try to have something, although I don't think we're gonna have all the answers yet, but we can at least start talking
I
salaries and
believe
all that.
Nora's putting together what we have spent so we can get some kind of idea from that slide.
Yeah, I have that in the
There's a
file.
bunch of simple stuff like the two-way radio thing. I
Yeah,
mean, you multiply 12 times whatever the number is, that's money.
Right. So, I mean, that's the stuff that we can easily do. I can start working on whether the easy stuff, and then it's going to be, up for discussion, things we need to talk about, are big things. So I got to send her, I told her I was going to send her the truck payment file that I have where we know, how much every year we need to make our payments, and especially, we know one in a couple of years to make sure our budget's okay, and some legwork in that sense, and get my salary files set up so that when we're ready, so I can start doing all that stuff. But yeah, I would just say for next meeting, just between now and then, think about, cover dedication type of thing. And, I can help with the community info located on the back inside cover and that she sent. I can look at that with Nora and update numbers if needed or whatever. But transfer station, I think I worked on that last year, that report. Do you want me to do that again this year and then send to you guys?
No, I'd like to order a bunch of chain link fence.
Stay on signs.
Call Casella and come.
Big padlock.
Call Casella and come get the toys and forget it.
I'm talking about the report, not necessarily the budget
Well,
file.
then the report would be very short.
The end.
Oldest.
The end.
Well, the
Well,
thing is, it's a
well,
market.
and Nora did send me the report as to where it looked like we are, but honestly, I kind of I never looked at it yet, so I need to spend some time on that to see if we were close to break even. But it's hard to say because that was our first year, and this second year, not everybody's buying bags because they might have some left over, and so it's
Her and
hard.
I did talk about moving, changing some of these funds and accounts and stuff. One being a building fund and building maintenance account. They're kind of one and the same. And, and we don't have a lot of maintenance. And we don't expect to have a lot of maintenance. I mean, this building has been painted. That building has been painted. The town garage is what it is.
Well, the maintenance, I would think it would be more of, cleaning of, the furnace every year and trimming up the shrubs and, if we do need to touch up something. I mean, there is every year you have certain maintenance and I mean, that's
Yeah,
why
I mean, we
they.
don't have 40, 50,000
Oh,
dollars.
God, no. No.
So her thought, my thought was maybe make it one. I mean, this furnace shouldn't say anything. Hasn't required a lot of maintenance in the last few years. They cleaned the one at the town garage and they cleaned the one at the library. But
Yeah, I just know,
the one in the library is
routine
fairly new.
maintenance.
This is the same age as the building.
I
You
know
in that
in
furniture room over there lately? Where's that?
library.
Not since around Christmas time.
I don't think the fire marshal would like it that good, the way they got stuff backed in there.
Yeah, I've been in there. It was, well, Christmas time, we were doing the lights.
Well, they have all the
I was
lights
looking for
there.
something. I was in
I
there.
took the lights out and brought them down here. And boy, they had stuff packed right up around the furnace.
That's not good.
Not so much anymore, but I took the lights out of there.
Okay. Yeah, no, I haven't. I was looking for lights last year, or looking for cords or something, but I was in
They're
there.
down here now.
Okay. The other thing, they had their own building across the road,
Yeah.
back of the church there. That's the library building. So I don't know what. God only knows what's in there.
Books.
Probably books.
Probably books.
I guess they don't have. They always used to have a book sale like these other, like
They
Pollock
still
does.
do. They had one not too Not too
long.
long ago. Yeah,
Did
the
they?
summer they do. Yeah.
Guess I missed it. But yeah, some of that stuff I think needs to be looked at as far as how we can change the way we do it or consolidate the way we do it or whatever.
Yeah, doesn't matter to me.
The big thing is the highway department maintenance and stuff. I mean, tires, $900 a piece. I mean, stuff is going up so fast. I guarantee you there's two guys at O'Reilly's now changing prices. They've probably changed prices six times in the last month. I mean, this, you got tariffs going on, tariffs going off, prices. It
Yep.
just drives you nuts.
Yeah, all you can do is, your best guess.
And I don't know what the story is with health insurance. That's probably,
Usually
again.
we get something before the budget's due as to
Yeah.
what it will be. So we'll wait for that.
About that.
Yeah, we usually
One
do.
time you send it in January. Well,
Yeah, no, they use.
recent years they've gotten better.
Yeah, we had it last year early. So as soon as Nora sees it, she usually lets us know. So then we put it. Yeah, so once we get it, then we can put that in the budget and all that. And then we just kind of make a best guess for the following year. That's all you can do.
The other thing I was talking to about today is this phone business. We have a dedicated phone line for that Mickey Mouse burglar alarm, which I was not a fan of that burglar alarm when you guys were talking about it. I wasn't on the board then. We had to have it. We have. I don't see why we need a dedicated phone line. I
believe that I don't know.
most burglar alarms now go through the internet. Mine in my house goes through the internet.
I'm pretty sure when Countryside didn't end up in the way they did it with the internet.
Yeah, I can
Or
call them.
goes through a cell phone.
I can call them and talk to them.
When I built this building over here, my burglar alarm went through a telephone line, but that was in 1981.
I was there the day they put it in, and I'm almost positive they went through the internet.
I can't imagine that they went for the landline. Well,
All right, I'll call and talk to them.
actually, I talked to a guy when we were having all the problems with that door lock or door sensor. And he told me, he said, yeah, he said, you know, you can go on the internet, you can go on a cell phone, whatever, you're in cell line, whatever.
I'll ask him about it.
Yeah, I mean, mine's through the internet. I can sit here and turn mine on or turn it off right from here. And it's not a real, I didn't pay anywhere near what you guys paid. Actually, I put it in myself.
All
But
right.
thought that was another way to get our phone bill. Did you see what we're paying for the town garage phone? 200 and some odd dollars. And I'm guessing it's everything.
Is that the first bill or is that every month?
I think it's every month.
That's
I thought it was kind of steep.
I can find it here. What the hell's the name of that outfit?
Comcast. Comcast. Was it in
Before, I said, maybe I'm imagining. I mean, yeah, there we go. Right here. $205.09.
I see it.
South Street, Town Garage. And if you look here, Comcast Business Internet, $99.95.
What?
I didn't stutter. Comcast Business Voice, $74.90.
Can you scan those bills to me,
And equipment
please? For
fee.
each one we have, because I'm going to compare it to what I have for notes. I don't have the notes with me.
I don't know why we only got one bill, but that's the only, I think that's the only, I don't know if you looked at it better than I did. That's the only Comcast got. I don't understand that either. You know, it would seem to me if they sent them all at the same time, we'd be better off and we'd be better off.
This does not sound like what I. All right. Sure, if you could please send them to me and
So
I'll
I'm
take a look.
assuming that the library is $205.
I know, I'm going to have her
And
send it
God
all
only
to
knows
me.
what the hell we're paying here.
Library is off because they get a free internet, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Scam to me and I'll pull my notes and go from there.
Anyways, the other thing we got to do is so.
Actually, sorry. I sent the contract to you guys that we signed as to what the pricing should be. So I would think you guys printed it and probably put it in a folder too. So I'll have to look up that, but I do know I sent it to be filed here.
What did we pay Stanley last year for a yard of sand?
A lot.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty steep. I was thinking that was up around $14.
I think you very well could be almost spot on. And that was us trucking it. I mean, not that it's much of a truck, but yeah, he's been after me to find out what we're doing, and I told him I said we're gonna buy stone, but we haven't figured out from where or how much or whatever.
So if we bought stone from Casella, where would we have to pick it up?
Right there, you know where that wannabe church is?
Up there in Mendon?
No.
Ira.
You're coming into
And Ira.
Ira, headed to West Rutland. There's a church building off on the right. If you go to Chippenhook,
Oh,
you made a hard right and go to Chippenhook, but you're going to the, following the road, going to left, 133. There's a church right there, and there's a driveway with a couple big blocks, big stone, huge boulders.
yeah, before you
That's
get in.
where you go.
Okay, so that's not terrible driving, then.
No. To me, that and the one in Hartford are the two best.
All right, 149.
Yeah,
Volusia.
Galusha. Supposedly he charges.
15 would be interesting.
Paulette buys theirs at Galusha. Poultley buys theirs at, what you call it, Casella. Dorset and Manchester, I believe they get theirs at Galusha or whatever, Peckham or whoever's in Shaftesbury now.
Oh.
Used to be dailies, right?
Yeah, back on
Used to be Dale, but not.
there. Centuries of
And I don't know where some of these other towns go.
apparently, somebody out there 149 bought the Pollock's truck because I see that sitting out there Saturday when I went out
Yeah,
there.
it's gone. I see it's gone from Richmond.
So there 149 on the way to Fort Hammond.
Okay. I'm out that way. But yeah, we got to figure out. I thought Dave said he might be here tonight, but I'm obviously not. So, well, I think he'd like to get like maybe 1,000 yards of sand just to have, and then the rest of the stone. I think once he gets using that stone, he's not going to want to go to station. But
Well, especially you're not going to have to use a lot of salt.
so yeah, I mean the salt, our salt usage will be down. So, but I guess we're gonna have to prod him a little bit and
Yeah, if that's in Iowa, that's not too bad of a drive.
no, it's a decent road. It's all been repaved, actually. For...
But it's got a long way too, like going to Longford.
No, he clocked it going somewhere. It's like 30 minutes from here, from the garage for the truck. Oh, he's going to get tires.
Oh.
And that was, yeah, it was 29 minutes or something. So that's not bad. That's far better than going over the hill to SLC.
That's horrible going over
But you can't get here from there.
that mountain.
We drove that, I drove that road when we were running the blacktop car, pavement car, to New Hampshire every Saturday night for 7 years, I think. In the summer, the spring and the fall. Yeah, it got old. I have nothing else if you don't have anything else, or if you prefer.
Just for next time, they sent us the Delaney property management plan. We'll need to review. I haven't had a chance to look at it. We just got it
I
last
looked
night.
at it, and as near as I can tell, it's the same as what Rich Strange and I did back in the day.
They had a, what they say, they had to update something.
When I looked through it, there were just a few things they had and wasn't,
Yeah, there wasn't
it
much,
wasn't much.
but she said last night what they had to update, and I don't remember. Oh, something with, was it Sleep Valley Trails or something? She had to add that in or something.
Pavilion.
Yeah. So I haven't had a chance to read this, and we just got it last night. So just maybe for next meeting, put it on there just to, I think we have to vote on it or something and then send it in.
Yeah, and I don't really understand that either, but.
Yeah. So just to put on for next meeting. Not looking to do it now.
I don't know. What did they say about gravel? I thought they had enough gravel there. Pardon.
No, they said it was all set.
I just read their agenda and it said, you know, gravel here and this there, and I'm thinking what they know.
Well, it was just to say it was done, I think. Yes, they were waiting for Stan's bill for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, they were expecting a bill. They said they hadn't gotten the bill yet for it. That needs to go to Delaney.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
Well, this is the list you're talking about, working with Sleep Valley Trails.
I haven't read it yet, but
parking
they said
areas.
That's just what she said last night.
And then timber harvesting, there was something about that.
Okay, well, that's not it. No, this is overseeing hunting use. Work with a forester on low impact trail opportunities. Waterfront. Yeah, I don't see anything about. Yeah, I don't see anything here about timber. No. I think you're going to bang up, Chad.
Can we ask our lawn care guy to trim our shrubs? Or I believe we've done in the past, but I know you're busy right here.
Yeah, I'll go.
I think they're going to attack somebody soon.
Huh?
I think they're going to attack somebody soon.
Well, I never do them until you're not supposed to do them in the middle of summer. You're supposed
No, I know.
Supposed to do them later in the year.
Yeah, no, I know. I just know you're busy, so.
Well, it doesn't take but an hour until they go.
Every minute counts. Whatever. If you're busy, I mean, I know you're busy, so it's up to you. I'm just.
Yeah,
just thinking of that.
I don't know if we can get to do them.
Well, I don't know if our lawn care guy does them. I don't know if he does or not. But just,
I did finally get around to put fertilizer in this lawn.
Did he?
Not that it hasn't rained.
No.
And just if you think of it, just ask your daughter if she can get another picture. Even with the fall or something coming up here, that was snow one.
I talked to Gina.
Okay.
And she called me the other. Well, I was supposed to get with her, and I just never got around to it. And she called me the other day, so we talked about that. Yeah. And she was asking if we had what I and anybody, any of us think of anything, we let her know. But,
yeah, I talked to her, you know, about.
She's also looking at that grant thing that came.
Yeah.
I came to Northern and North forwarded it to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not, I can't think of anything. Oh, we need to truck body.
What?
Truck body for the new truck. A very new truck that isn't.
Well, it's on order.
I believe it's on order. Yeah, we talked about it last
time. Oh, I know. That's what I meant. The one that's on order.
Do we want to stick with the same outfit? As near as I can tell, you don't have a lot of choice. There's a better outfit in New York State, but they can't sell to us. The salesman was down the other day from the one that we bought this last stuff from. And this deal with the guy that, I don't know if you heard or maybe you didn't hear, maybe you did. There's an outfit over in New Hampshire that's buying dump bodies and putting trucks together. But I guess they're as backed up as everybody else is. And they're over in Manchester, New Hampshire. So I guess probably with the amount of time we're going to have with this truck, we might as well just go with the same guy that we went with last year. And then at least all the stuff is the same, parts are the same.
Yeah.
Rather than find a new place and have this be different, you can't get that.
Well, the truck that we just got us, they sounded like they were pretty accommodating for us. They tried to get us in as early as possible.
So, and I guess they bought They've increased their manufacturing facility up there. From the LA Williston or Burlington or
Williston, isn't it?
I don't know. Once I get to Virginia, it's all Burlington for me. I just can't tell what town I'm in. I think it's Williston, but yeah. And so I guess probably that's the one. No. This I believe it's SWAT, maybe the outfit there. Over below Cambridge, but they can't operate them from, they give them territory and they can't go out of their territory. We're out of their territory.
Yeah.
I guess probably that's the route to go. Just stick with them. And I mean, they do a nice job. I don't know if you look at that truck, but it's pretty nice.
I thought they did good.
Their workmanship is good, their paintwork is good. Blake, I talked to Blake the other day, and he was the one who was telling me about the one in New Hampshire. And then I was working, and the salesman came. I wish the hell I could have gone and talked to him, but I was at work. And he stopped by just to see how the new truck was going, and that's how they got into conversation. John Henry called me when he was there, but I couldn't sit on my phone and talk to him for very long. But I think probably we ought to just not change shoes in the middle of the river.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have, unless I happen to think of something else.
I think most of this me
Huh?
before Don speaks thinks of something else. Second, Paul? All
I got it.
right.